Safe to assume Mark's starting quarterback on Thursday.
You know what? We're going up this afternoon to go through all that. They didn't work any different today than they've been working. So one of them will go first, and one of them will go second. Paxton will play the majority of the second half. So I got to go up here. That's what we're fixing to go do.
So they'll get like a quarter
piece? So I'm holding y'all off through one more day. What's that? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Mark and Trevor will play a quarter piece, and Paxton will play the second half. That's the plan.
You're giving Paxton that whole half. Is that to get a more idea?
It's just kind of where we are right now. I think we need to, I think this is the game to look at all those young players. And, the more I can play him, the more I can find out about him. So, if the game is rhythmic like we hope, then hopefully he plays the whole half. So we kind of been practicing that way, too. He practices a lot at the end of practice, and so we'll keep that same rhythm.
We play Vaughn any?
No, let me see here. Let me make sure I'm right. The guys that definitely won't play, Vaughn won't play, Oakham, Russell Ocon won't play, DeMarcus obviously won't play. Everybody else expected to play. We got a couple of guys with some nicks. Nixon's got a little nick. Murphy, who we signed yesterday, got a hamstring. So we'll see where we're at with those guys, through the next 48 hours. Oh, no, he won't play. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, he definitely won't play. Well, the bottom line is one of them is going to play with those guys and one of them is not, because I'm just going to play those starters a certain amount of reps. So whoever goes first will get with those guys and, we'll see where we're at next week. So we've been practicing with all of them, so it really doesn't matter. I mean, the majority of this game is going to be about our twos and our threes, so that's not going to change anything.
Whoever you select as the starter.
No, really don't. What we're going to try to do is put a number on reps and what we want to see from each one of them, and so that from an evaluation standpoint, we're looking at things pretty equally. So that's the most important thing right now.
Given Paxton that whole half, does it give him a chance to relax if he makes a mistake or something goes wrong, that he's still going to be in there?
Yeah, I told the guys today. I mean, they've been working all off season, and the last, 14 days, 13 days, whatever it's been, for a chance to play. So I want them to relax and play. The mistakes belong to me and the coaches. I want them to, go play free and enjoy playing. That's what they've been working for. So hopefully we can freshen them up a little bit here in the next 48 hours and cut them loose, let them have some fun.
How much did the day off help James and Jordan Taylor get ready for Thursday?
You said Jordan. Who else was the other one?
James Ferentz.
I know James took his majority of practice, so he's okay. Jordan, I think the idea with Jordan was to have him go early, get his confidence in what he's doing, give him a break the rest of the way. I think that's what we did, but everything's pointing toward them playing a lot. Yeah.
Coach, do you have an update on Cody Latimer?
Cody Latimer. Cody went briefly in practice today, same thing. Expectations are for him to play a lot on Thursday.
Where does it stand with Sam Brylon?
You know what? The best way I would describe it, Patrick, don't pinch me here, but is I would say he's going to, it's going to be a week-to-week situation right now. He's got an issue going on with his elbow that we had to basically stabilize his elbow, but we're continuing to work him out so he can go and do everything. He just can't bang right now. So, obviously, we reevaluate next week, see where we're at, but he's going to miss a little time. But it's a matter of getting his elbow back to the point that he can start hitting again.
Hey, Coach, with your defense, have you noticed that they're maybe bucking a little bit to be able to finally hit somebody in this
routine? No doubt. I mean, we're tired of each other. Coaches tired of each other. Players tired of each other. I told them after practice, I said, we've been going at each other for a long time. Now it's time to go with each other. So, this is the fun. That's why you work. So, looking forward to it.
Gary, how we deal with punt returning kickers?
You know what? My expectations are to look at Khalif extensively. So probably if you saw anybody other than Khalif, you'll probably see our Oregon kid, okay, our young kid from Oregon, all right? But I want to look at Khalif. He's looked really good in practice. I want to see him handle the ball. So that's what I plan on doing.
What are you hoping to see from Darian Weems Thursday night?
Well, hopefully you see the progress he's been making. He's worked his way into the starting lineup because of some nicks and some things, and obviously he's going to get a start this week because Michael will play left tackle for Russell. So, we'll see. Hopefully he keeps coming. He really likes to play. He's a big, physical guy. We'll see how he does.
Okay, last one, Cammy.
The elaborate moves that Cammy's always his alumni group when they get out here.
Yeah. It's fine. It's interesting. Most of the guys I played with, there's a few of them that I didn't play with, but most of the guys I played with, seeing Stud, seeing Eggie, some of those guys, brings back some great memories. You know, this organization's always done a great job with its former players, its alumni players, and this was a great day last year, and it's great to see them again, you know, and it's great for our kids. I'm sitting here watching some of our players go over to them. So this organization's built on tradition and a lot of loyalty, and I think that shows with these guys coming out.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, y'all have a good day.